Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody Say. MJ Wamoto is my name, and welcome to the podcast. This week, I've got an album review for you.
Let's talk music with MJ. Album review.
First thoughts.
When I heard the intro and it said, she changed the fashion game, she changed the music game, she changed the culture game, she changed the Adler game, I really got super excited for Limpopo Champions League. Because you know what? Showa Majozi did change all that. She's one of the most lovable creatives in Africa as an actress, musician, poet, presenter, cultural and fashion icon. The list goes on and on. Showa Majozi broke into the musical limelight barely 2 years ago, featuring on Okemalum Kukat's and the ever popular Dumi Phone with PSDJs. Let's check out what Limpopo Champions League sounds like and what it's all about.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Rorali, I don't know if I even said that right, but this song is a mix of gom, grime, traditional Xitsonga music, and it is a fast-paced number where Showa Majozi teams up with legendary musician Makadzi. This kind of song gets you pumped up for what's to come, and you know, as a start, I think it's the right call. It did get me thinking how much the arrangement on Limpopo Champions League matters, especially as a debut for Showa Majozi. She gave us an unfiltered version of herself first, which I like, and it's culturally relevant as well. So I think that's a good move and a good introduction into who Showa Majozi is as an artist and what to kind of expect. As I progressed with listening to Limpopo Champions League, I started to get the sounds that I expected from a Showa Majozi album. I think you call her a Xitsonga gom rapper, if that term means something. But for the large part of Limpopo Champions League, she raps in Tsonga over danceable gom beats, really. So, rapper still. The Limpopo Champions League song itself borrows its lead melody from MHD's Afrotrap Part 7 song La Puissance. It's a gom rendition of that Afrotrap vibe that MHD popularized over the last 3 years. The chorus is the catchier. You'll find yourself listening along to Limpopo Champions League over and over and over again. Wapenga Na is said to be a standout track on this offering. Firstly, because it has Questa and Makwa on the lineup, but also because of how much of a vibe it is. It's radically different from anything we've heard from Showa Majozi, but when you hear Questa's flow, you find yourself listening intently for punchlines, but instead get kind of taken away by the delivery. In my opinion, Questa usually picks beats that go with a certain tempo in line with his really deep voice. But on this one, it's like Questa on a whole new level, but obviously it's featuring on Showa Majozi's track, right? On Don't Tell Me What To Do, Showa Majozi absolutely goes ape. Like, there's the Showa Majozi you like, know, and love, and you hear that, right? Then on this track, she just changes the vibe completely. There's this one verse where she just went like many octaves up, and it's almost like she's shouting on the voice, on the verse. and I checked more than once if there was someone else featured on the track, because when you hear it, it actually doesn't sound like her. I don't know if I quite liked that style, or I was more taken aback by the surprise of it all. The song itself sounds dope and has a very European house kind of feel. It's something that can be sold to, I guess, the Western audiences. I suspect this one will get her fan base growing in that part of the world too. So it is what it is.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
This album helped me to redefine Choma Josie as an artist. Primarily, she does electronic dance music where she predominantly raps and is not a Xitsonga Gqom artist, as her earlier singles would have suggested. You get a mix of Afro beats, hip hop, grime, Euro dance, Tsonga and Zumba, which is traditional Xitsonga music, Gqom and more. So when I look at the name Limpopo Champions League, it actually makes sense because this album is a mix of different styles to make up one unique offering. If I were to say so based on this album, Choma Josie is one of the most experimental artists in South Africa and Africa right now. My song of the album is definitely Wakanda Forever, featuring Nigerian star YC. Besides the amusingly catchy title to the song itself is catchy, exceptionally commanding in its ability to capture the listener. From the lyrics to the execution and the production, Wakanda Forever shows exactly what gives Choma Josie an edge over other musicians. One standout aspect about what she brings to the table is multilingualism. It has seen her break the country divide, gaining fans in countries such as Kenya through a single Huku, which she uses Swahili and Tsonga as well, but the chorus is in Swahili. It doesn't seem like a big deal, but she is proficient in over 5 languages, all of which she uses in her music as well. I mean, Choma Josie is quickly becoming a world star, especially after performing in the Big Apple in August 2018 and impressing at the Global Citizen Festival. She's catching the attention of many with her proud Xitsonga roots, talent, charisma, and down-to-earth humility.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
All in all, I believe with more projects, she will give us a version of herself that's more streamlined musically. At the moment, she gives us a bit of everything. So in my opinion, she's kind of projecting her musical influences through the music that she's actually making. So she hasn't really settled to say, okay, this is just the style that I'm going to go for. So at the end of the day, she might just continue in the same vein too. But otherwise, it's a good album. In terms of listenable tracks, I could pick maybe about 6 or 7 out of the total. And then, yeah, there were some tracks that I was like, yeah, they're all right. Maybe not really my style. So, yeah. You can get Limpopo Champions League on the internet. Yeah. It is on many different streaming platforms. I listen to it on Spotify. And that's it from me. My name is MJ Wemoto. Thanks for joining me on this album review on the African Music Industry Podcast. And I'll catch you again next time.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.